I don't know. I think I had like my last real drunk story. It was on this. I was coming home from a club, from one of the, you know, show or whatever. It was late at night. I was hammered drunk, and I fell asleep on the A train like a little baby boy. Just completely knocked out, which I'm not sure if you guys know, you're not supposed to do that because people are cutting out your wallet from your pocket and then making away with your savings. That's not what happened to me, but what happened to me might be a little worse. I was deep in REM, super asleep. And I guess my brain and my body went into autopilot because it thought I was at home in bed with my girl, drunk. So what do I typically do when it's late at night and I'm in bed at home with my girl? I'll throw a move at her. So on the train, I just reached down into the lap of the giant black man sitting next to me. Straight up rolled the elevator to the top floor, almost drove stick. Have you guys ever woken up in the middle of an argument? Because up until that point, I never had. I woke up, this guy screaming in my face. I'm like, do you think I apologized to him?
No,
I sure didn't. I got aggressive right back because, frankly, I wasn't awake for the first part of the transaction. So I thought he was being unreasonable. He's like, you don't yell at me, I'll yell at you! And I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but two men yelling at each other doesn't typically, you know, quell the aggression. It can amplify, right? So at this point, my friend who was sitting across from me, who I completely forgot about, got up and interjected, and he's like, dude, I'm sure whatever he did, he just thought it was me. I was like, he tried to jerk me off! My friend was like, yeah, that's actually not part of our relationship at all. So I understand your frustration. So he keeps screaming, I keep screaming, it amplifies even more to the point where my friend got scared and he pulled out a knife. And it wasn't just any knife either, it was a knife that he just got from a bachelor party that had his full name engraved on it. Is there a more identifiable murder weapon in the entire world? How could he better attach that to himself if he like sprinkled some hair on it and jizzed on the blade? Like that's...
Cops be like, oh, I certainly know who this belongs to.
So the guy realizes he's dealing with two unhinged human beings, decides to get up and go to the other end of the train, which should be the end of the story, right? But again, nay. Right at this point, some old 60-year-old hipster, some guy that looks like he makes homemade mayonnaise, stood up and decided this was the best time to give me an intervention. That's the confidence of somebody that has never been punched in the fucking face. To inject himself in my knife fight? Like, are you kidding? So I just start screaming at him because that's what I was doing that night. And I'm not proud of this story, even though it's a good bit. But this is the one moment I am proud of, because as we're yelling at each other, the train is pulling into my station, and I guess I just kind of snapped out of it. As the train is pulling into my stop, I look at the guy and I go, listen, if I ever see you on this train again, I'm gonna fall asleep and give you a hand job. I'm not looking forward to telling that story to my kids. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. That's why I